Good evening, everyone. It's about 5 o'clock, a little after in the evening here on the 14th. We're going to sing a few hymns, and then I'm going to do a little summary of the message that Michael Smith did this morning. I'm kind of getting in the habit of doing that. I'm not trying to exalt Michael Smith, but I must say, the message I heard this morning, Michael Smith, is probably one of the best messages I've ever heard in my entire life. Okay. You say, wow, must have been a whopper. It was a good message. So I'm going to do a summary of that. If you get a chance, you might want to get your Bibles and look up Psalm 139, because that's what he preached out of, Psalm 139. Mark has chosen one song, I've chosen one song, and Rosette's chosen one song. And we're singing out this old school hymnal. A lot of good songs in this. You know, I'm finding out a lot of these songs in this old school hymnal are also can be found in the good old songs. Steve has been singing some of these songs out of the old school songs, like he just recently sang It Is I, and another song he sang recently, I forget the name of it, but it's in this hymnal as well. I'm going to move this over, the camera over, so you can see Rosette and Mark today. The first selection that Mark has chosen is 363. And this is probably one of Mark's favorite songs. It's written by John Newton. It's got 7 verses. And it certainly does give you a lot of thought to think about when you sing this song. Mark, you want to start that?
'Tis a point I long to know. Oft it causes anxious thought. Do I love the Lord or no? Am I His or am I not? If I love, why am I thus? White and stolen, lifeless frame, hardly shook and maybe worse. Who have never heard His name? Could my heart so hard remain? Prayer a task and burden prove. Every trifle give me pain. If I knew a Savior's love, when I turn my eyes within, all is vain. Filled with unbelief and sin, can I be myself a child? If I pray or hear or read, sin is mixed with all I do. You that love the Lord indeed, tell me, is it thus with you? Could I join His saints to me? Could the way I was so bored find at times a promise sweet? If I did not love the Lord, let me love Thee more and more. Touch me with Thy love, I pray. If I have not loved before, help me to begin today.
If you ever get a chance, read the biography of John Newton. It's quite an eye-opener. Okay, Rosette has chosen 434. Just the same today.
When Moses and the Israelites from Egypt's land did flee, behind them were proud Pharaoh's host and none of them. And raised the waters like a wall and opened up the way. And the God that lived in the olden times is just the same today. He's just the same today. He's just the same today. The God that lived in the olden times is just the same today. When David and Goliath met the wrong against the right, the giant armed with human strength and David with God's might, God sent a stone by David's sling, the giant low delay. And the God that lived in the olden times is just the same today. He's just the same today. He's just the same today. The God that lived in the olden times is just the same today. When Daniel, faithful to his God, would not bow down to men, and by his enemies he's hurled into the lion's den, God shut the lion's mouths, we read, and robbed them of their prey. And the God that lived in the olden times is just the same today. When Pentecost had fully come and fire from heaven did fall, the Savior with the Holy Ghost baptized them one and all. 3,000 were converted and were added right away. And the God that lived in the olden times is just the same today. He's just the same today. He's just the same today. The God that lived in the olden times is just the same today.
Okay, the last one we're going to sing is 157. Entitled Our Father Cares.
Here our Heavenly Father knows all we need before we ask. Here our Heavenly Father knows and He cares. Here our Heavenly Father sees every sparrow when it falls. Here our Heavenly Father sees and He cares. See the lilies, how they grow, and the beauty they display. He is watching over them, for He cares. When He waters with the dew, lilies raise their heads and moon. He will do the same for you, for He cares. When we find ourselves in need, even to the Father plead, for He is our friend indeed, and He cares. He'll be watching over us when we're sleeping in the dust, and He'll come again for us, for He cares.
Well, like I said this morning, the message that was brought by Michael Smith was a tremendous message, I must say, and it had a big impact on me. Gave me a great deal of comfort. And I hope that it does the same thing for you. As I go through the summary, I took several notes. This morning. And I could never deliver it like Michael Smith delivered it.
God gives different people different gifts. But this psalm is phenomenal, I must say. I've read the psalm before, but I look at it a lot different than I looked at it from this morning, from when I went into the Sovereign Grace Church in Joplin after listening to Michael's delivery of this psalm. So we're just going to read through the psalm, and I'm going to make a few comments, and I'm going to refer to the notes that I took while listening to Michael deliver his message this morning. Psalm
it starts out and it says, "To the chief musician, a psalm of David, O Lord, thou hast searched me and known me. Thou knowest my down sitting and mine uprising. Thou understandest my thought afar off. Thou compassest my way and my lying down, and art acquainted with all my ways. For there is not a word in my tongue, but lo, O Lord, thou knowest it altogether. For thou hast beset me behind and before, and laid thine hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high, I cannot attain unto it. Whither shall I go from thy spirit? Or whither shall I flee from thy presence? If I ascend up into heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me. If I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, even the night shall be light about me. Yea, the darkness hideth not from thee, but the night shineth as the day. The darkness and the light are both alike to thee. For thou hast possessed my reins, thou hast covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. My substance was not hid from thee when I was made in secret and curiously wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. Thine eyes did see my substance, yet being unperfect, and in thy book all my members were written, which in continuance were fashioned when as yet there was none of them. How precious also are thy thoughts unto me, O God! How great is the sum of them! If I should count them, they are more than number than the number. When I awake, I am still with thee. Surely thou wilt slay the wicked, O God. Depart from me, therefore, ye bloody men. For they speak against thee wickedly, and thine enemies take thy name in vain. Do not I hate them, O Lord, that hate thee? And am I not grieved with those that rise up against thee? I hate them with a perfect hatred. I count them mine enemies. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me, and know my thoughts, and see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting." Wow, what a scripture. What a passage. Now, Brother Michael pointed out that there can be three different applications of this psalm. It could apply to Christ. It can apply to the elect, and it can apply to all of humanity. You know, it's pretty important, though, that we know that all things point to Christ. We also know that God knows His children. He knows all about His children. He says that He knows us when we're lying down. There's not a word in our tongue that the Lord knows not it altogether. And it's all foreknown. And it's, we can't attain unto how much He knows about us. We cannot hide from God. Adam tried to hide from God. Tried to clothe himself with fig leaves. It didn't work out too well for him, did it? Jonah tried to run from God. Went down, tried to get from going to Nineveh, and he ended up in the belly of a whale. The psalmist said in verse 8, "If I ascend up into heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there." And he says in verse 10, "Even shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me." That's preservation. Well, God knows His children. Our thoughts are given by God. I wrote this poem one time, "Where Do Thoughts Come From?" All of the thoughts are given by God. I was sharing with a friend of mine this afternoon on a fellowship call. I was down in Harrison, Arkansas, walking in a French yard, And all of a sudden he said, "Hey, I got a question for you." He said, "Have you ever considered that God looks at the elect sins totally different than he does the wicked sins?" I'd really never thought of it in that context. But he proceeded on and he says, "He doesn't remember the wicked, he doesn't remember the elect sins. The Bible says he's cast them as far as the east is from the west. But he does remember the wicked sins, and he judges them for their sins. And some of the very sins that his blood covers for the elect will be judged for the wicked." We're not boastful of the fact that God has forgiven our sins, but we are thankful that he's shown us grace, marvelous grace. Grace that can pardon and cleanse within. Well, nothing compares to the knowledge of God. God knows all things. He's omniscient, he's omnipresent, he's omniscient. There's nothing that can be hidden from God. And he is our guide, he's our guard, he's our fortress. He preserves all of his elect. He tells us that in the last verse of Jude, "He who is able to keep us from falling and present us spotless before his throne." Have you ever thought about the fact that we're always in the presence of God? We're always in his presence. You know, we cannot escape his presence. You know, David prayed, "Remove not your Holy Spirit from me." But for the elect, the Holy Spirit is residing within them. Verse 7 says, whither shall I go from thy spirit, or whither shall I flee from thy presence?" We are always in the presence of God. Christ is always at the right hand of God. You know, one of the things that Brother Michael pointed out in this passage is every time the Lord is referred to, it's all in caps, which means Jehovah. Jehovah. The only God. The Alpha, the Omega, the beginning, the end, the first and the last, the one who said, "I am that I am." And Christ is at the right hand of God. Have you ever contemplated the fact that God knows Satan's thoughts? Satan is not an independent being. Satan is not independent of God. God knows all of Satan's thoughts. God knew that Satan would fall before Satan fell. Satan is a created being. God knows all of his elect before his elect were even brought forth. We're told in Ephesians 1 that he chose us in him from before the foundation of the world. Well, you know, the last verse of this chapter 139 of Psalm says, "Lead me in the way everlasting." You know, we often think of eternity in the future. We don't often think about eternity in the past. Christ has known us from everlasting past to everlasting future. He has our backs. He's our substitute. There's only one mediator between God and man, and that is the man Christ Jesus. So this should give us great comfort to know that God is in control. He has our best interest at heart. He shed his perfect blood on the cruel and rugged cross of Calvary for our sins. and he's given us everlasting life. So, do we have a final selection?
Page 282, Lead Me On.
Lead Me On. Let me turn this back around. So,
does that look okay? 282. Is that right? 282.
282. Lead me safely on by the narrow way, from the shores of time to the realms of day. By the cross of Christ may I ever stand, as I journey on to the better land. Lead me on,
lead me on,
lead me on,
lead me on,
by the straight and narrow way. Lead me on,
lead me on,
lead me on,
lead me on,
to the realms of endless day. With the shepherd's care through the night and day, keep me close to thee, lest I go astray. Lead me safely on by thy tender love, through this world of sin to my home above. Storms of life mid the ocean's foam, lead me safely on to my heavenly home. At the fount of life on the other shore, let me freely drink till I thirst no more. Lead me on,
lead me on,
lead me on,
lead me on,
by the straight and narrow way. Lead me on,
lead me on,
lead me on,
lead me on,
to the realms of endless day. Dear Lord, we thank you for your word and the comfort it gives us. We pray that you would bring your word home to us in a special way as we study it, especially this passage in Psalm 139. We pray, go with us now and comfort us through this week. We pray in Christ's name. Amen. Well, may the good Lord be with you tonight is my prayer. God bless. Okay, I think I'll give you this thing here. These two things, these two items.